Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
112.
112.
Which is like 11 squared if you're dyslexic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or 1/12th. If you're squinty.
Indeed. So here we are, back with a brand new invention. That's the same invention as before. So sorry about that.
And it's almost new lungs.
I've got new lungs. I'm feeling spry.
My lungs have been checked out by a physician. They're fine.
Okay, good.
However.
Oh, boy.
Still hacking up all over the place. Laryngospasm. And I don't know if it's some acid reflux. I'm not feeling the heartburn part of acid reflux. But this could be a acid refluxy thing of sorts. But there's something in my throat. It's weird. I drink soda.
Mm-hmm.
Or juice.
Okay.
Or almost anything.
Yeah.
Coats the throat. Everything's fine. I drink water. Throat feels like it's the desert. And then I start coughing.
That sucks.
So I don't know what the deal is. But I go and see the doctor again in a couple weeks. So
okay, good.
Hopefully the blood pressure will be back down to where he wants it. And then, yeah.
Okay, well that makes me much happier to know that you're not going to die and you don't have walking pneumonia or walking dead pneumonia or...
Yeah, I don't think I have either pneumonia. Of the walkers. I can't even do that. I almost karaoke'd to Dirty Deeds, but I couldn't get the dirty deeds. Yeah. So something's fucked up and it needs to get fixed.
And, well, with him, it's messed up too, because it's not just like dirty deeds. It's like dirty deeds and they're done dirt cheap. Like he gets like this whole thing going on in there in the... little warble of his
Australianness. Yes.
Yeah, it's probably got some kind of like funnel web spider in there that's actually playing the vocal cords.
Boom, 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 boom.
You know, they don't have boom. Australia needs to check their privilege, their dangerous animal privilege,
because
they don't have the deadliest spider in the world. That's the Brazilian wandering spider, as in the gives you an erection when you die spider. As in, come Mr. Taliman, tally me banana. No, that's the black tarantula. Anyway, no, the Brazilian wandering spider jumps out of trees because it's an asshole.
Right.
Because this spider's just a fucking
all spiders
dick.
Are assholes, but yes.
This one's like a super dick, though. This is like a douche bro spider.
Okay,
so
wow.
It's like, wah, here I come! And it jumps out of trees and fucking bites you, and you die, but before you do, you get a painful boner. Even if you're a woman.
Wow.
I don't know about that.
That is one raging clitoris.
Unconfirmed. That is not a good De Niro movie.
No. No.
God damn it.
Nor a good Tarantino movie.
I don't know. It might make a good Tarantino movie.
Mm.
Either way, Tilda Swinton would be in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. Sorry, Australia. Matthew Hunt. Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh dear, we appears the. Why is this Brazilian? That's not Brazilian. It's like, I'm
nor,
an explorer
Australian.
In Brazil. Well, I was thinking like the pith helmet and stuff. So I was
right.
Like, oh, here we have the funnel web spider, and we put it
up Brits
against.
The claimed everything for the queen.
It's true, they did.
So it
the Brazilian
could be...
wandering spider. You can tell it's Brazilian because it's missing fur down the middle of its abdomen. There, that's how you can tell. It doesn't spin webs, it spins G-strings.
I didn't know where you were going with that. Then
I went wrong.
Sudden, yeah.
I went wrong. I broke bad.
Landing strip.
Yes. So...
would that be an inverted landing strip? Not quite sure how that works.
Yeah. I like to call the landing strip the vertical Hitler.
Asshole, right when I took a sip. I waited.
Anyway, so I don't know how the hell we got on spiders and whatnot. Funnel web spider in your throat, because right. Angus.
AC/DC. Yeah.
So I'm glad to hear that you're not going the way of Jim Henson. That makes me very happy.
Not that I'm aware of.
No, I don't do that. I mean, no. You can put your hand up a frog's ass. I'm fine with that. Just
oh yeah.
Just don't die of pneumonia that
it's
you
a regular
didn't know you
Wednesday
had.
Morning for me.
It's true. It's true. You're like a chimpanzee in a viral video. Oh, where's he going? Oh, God. Put your head up a frog's ass. He is wearing a Kermit hat right now, folks.
We both went to the same place at the same time. That's why I love you, man.
I love you, man.
And for anyone who
almost
were watching
platonically.
Emmys? The Emmys.
Oh, yeah.
Tracy Morgan.
Back.
He came out to present and had some nice words, made a couple really good jokes. That was disaster-narrowly averted. Thank
good.
You, Walmart.
Oh no, that's sad. I didn't get to see it.
Oh no, the Walmart truck is who hit his limo.
Oh right. I thought they cut to commercial before.
No, yes.
The Walmart truck with the driver who was extremely sleep deprived because fucking Walmart.
Right.
They run them. You know, I have a thought. I have a reform that I want to do. I want a business.
And now, deep thoughts from Andy Dopperowski.
Let's start with Costco because they seem like the kind of place that would do this. Their trucks, they get their bonuses. Their pay structure is based on fuel efficiency, not time.
Mm.
Think about that for a second. What would happen if they based it on fuel efficiency and not time? So it didn't matter if you were, you know, if your shipments were a bit late or whatever. So take your time, sleep, don't drive aggressively, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Just change that paradigm. I wonder what it would do.
Hmm.
To me, basing your, as a trucker, as a company that hires truckers, basing your incentives on the Domino's pizza delivery principle.
Yeah.
It's like
Jimmy John's.
It's like hiring. Yeah. If truckers were all on bikes, that'd be a different world too.
Yeah.
But it's the same mentality that goes into like call centers where they don't base their incentives on did you solve a customer's problem? Do you have a high satisfaction rating? No, it's literally how short is your call time?
Yeah.
How quickly did you bust through the queue? We don't care if you solved anything. Just get people off the phone. And it's the same stupidity that drives that. Because that doesn't drive satisfaction. It doesn't drive any customer thing, you know, so it's just stupid that their only metric is to get people off the phone as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think it feels very similar with how trucks work.
Yeah.
Talked about my throat being all clear. Now I'm hacking again. The hell. So yeah, that's my thought there.
How's your week?
How was my week?
How was your week since the last podcast?
Last week was pretty weak because I was sick all week.
Yeah.
So you heard me on the last podcast, and that was me pushing hard to get through that. My week went downhill for a day, then very, very slowly and begrudgingly back uphill, sickness-wise. I felt okay on Friday and was worried that Saturday was going to suck because I did some filming out in Gig Harbor for some stuff that I can't talk about too much, but it is not officially this thing, but what it is part of rhymes with Mitch. So,
and it's officially big?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's... So these are...
Largely official.
Largely official.
Okay.
Not a small pond thing.
Right.
But... Or no, a small pond thing.
A small pond thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a big pond. Big
no.
ponds only have small fish.
Right.
So, anyway, we took some pickup shots. We did this awesome, awesome, hilarious scene at a breakfast table that you're going to have to watch, and it's going to be very gif-able. We did a scene with Brian Lewis very quickly. It was a very quick, low-key, easy day.
Nice.
It was nice. And we came back to your place, actually, and you were busy officiating weddings or something.
Not officiating. Well,
I'm putting that on you. So
just going to.
So we were busy doing while you were busy doing that, we came in, confiscated your computer, and did a bunch of ADR work and some just voice work in general. Then Sunday was my big edit day for a project I shot the week before, which I can now talk about. It's just a little promo piece for Revelry, which is a burlesque show that happens the first Monday of every month at Naked City Brewery and Tap House in Seattle, Washington. Go check it out. So,
huzzah!
Huzzah! It had the lovely Kenna, what is her? Verity Germain is her burlesque name. And Carmen, I never remember her because it's really long. And
San Francisco.
Yeah, let's go with that. No, but I'll get it. I want to wait for them to upload it because I want to send links to their page. Yeah. But we'll make sure that you guys get to see it. You genderly neutral guys, you people. What do you mean, you people? You folks.
You folks.
There we go. Get to see it. Hopefully soon. So it was a fun little piece, and that was my Sunday, and I edited the whole thing in DaVinci Resolve 12. We have never had luck editing in Resolve before.
No.
And I edited this whole thing in DaVinci Resolve 12, and it's definitely getting better. It's not 100%. Adobe's still easier to use for me and more powerful overall, but damn if we're not getting closer.
Cool. So,
yeah. While I was sick, I got caught up on a little bit of the X-Files. Trying to find time to marathon Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries, because season 3 is now on Netflix, which just finished on ABC. That's the Australian broadcasting company, not the American broadcast. So they just finished airing in Australia, and now they are now available on Netflix.
Like, so right all away. Three
I seasons? Think all three seasons are, but at the very least 3 is, which is the one I haven't seen, and I have 1 and 2 on Blu-ray.
Okay.
So yeah, that's great. Man, what else happened? Work stuff was work stuff. We're working a lot on prep for a project that ties us together in a strange little way, but we can't talk about it. So at okay. work, I'm working on a project that ties us together in a strange little way based on something you worked on or will work on? Will work on.
Worked on spec-wise.
Worked on spec-wise.
Hopefully we'll work
Hopefully on. We'll work on.
That would be flipping awesome.
Yeah, it would. Well, and I mean, we actually might be able to talk about it, but I don't want to talk about it on your side yet because your part is still not public. The thing that's being worked on is public now, so we could potentially talk about the thing, but I don't want to now that I've linked it to you.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, so. Other than that, yeah, that's about it. How was your week?
I'm looking at my calendar to see how my week was.
Look at your week.
Oh.
Never seen two boys do so much weekend.
Right, so I had the doctor visit.
Right.
Most things okay. Working on getting my blood pressure down. And which it's way down from where it was.
Right, good.
And we're just fine-tuning it. And then that may open me up for some other drugs that I can hopefully get off of from there. Mm. And I had a meeting with Kairos Productions.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, that reminds me. I had a, quote, meeting today that was, it turned into 7 hours worth of work, and then I was here. So all the things I thought I was going to do today, I'm remembering, I didn't get done. Anyway, so I had a meeting with Kairos Productions, and looks like we'll be doing some work moving forward on some web presence and a bunch of other stuff, which is great. And then I had the DB Cooper script reading, which was awesome. Had a wonderful bunch of people. Dave Hogan, Sean Telford, Darlene Sellers, Lowell Dio, Wonder Russell, Rachel Pate, Khan, who was in Chop Saki Boom. Mm-hmm. Like half the table was Chop Saki Boom and then other people.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a really good script, really well received. Got some really good feedback from the writer and also a couple Facebook comments later. So that was a lot of fun.
Nice.
And in talking to Darlene, maybe seeking out some Portland representation, talent-wise. So that's good, because then I would have an agent in Portland looking out specifically for Portland stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I already know Lori down there is a casting director who got me in Camp Abercorn. So that would
Yay,
be a good...
Yay, we love Camp Abercorn.
That would be a good foothold down in the mm-hmm. southern region. And with Dad living in Salem, I have a local address.
I had a foothold in my helps. Southern region once. That sucked.
A foot?
In my southern region.
You had... Okay. A foot held in... Okay, that totally makes sense. And then I went and saw Boeing, which is being...
Boeing.
Is in the airplane.
Oh.
Which is being remounted from Renton Civic? Somebody did it. Anyway. Mm. Now it's down at Tacoma Little Theater.
Nice.
And got to see a bunch of folks down there that I haven't seen for a while. And then went to two weddings on Saturday. went to Ording for Blake and Jen, some theater people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Drove up to Raphael and Tracy's wedding.
Which I was just going to congratulate Raphael on his wedding.
Yes. And then stayed there. Hung out, mm-hmm. managed not to eat cake at either wedding. Did not have hot dogs or any of
you didn't eat your cake and you didn't have it either?
Nope.
Nice.
Got nothing. Did have a wonderful meal at Raphael's wedding. Oh my God. I've never cut steak with a fork. But this was some damn good steak.
Nice.
And Brophy was there and I saw Coronado's Z's. And
the Coronati.
The Coronati.
The Coronati. Like the, it's like they're either an Italian family or like a secret organization or society from.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally. And then Wonder and Herbo and the Downings. So yeah, it was a good time. Carly Hill was there.
Nice.
She says hi,
Great.
By the way.
We haven't seen her in forever.
I know. I just
she lives in the California.
And if she's listening, congratulations to her engagement.
Yes, congratulations there as well.
That leads me to the meeting today.
Oh, you're just going to skip over your shame and sadness? Your Sunday night sadness? It's your Sunday
I,
night.
I
Sunday
went to
night,
sleep
sadness.
Sunday, Saturday night, and I woke up
Monday
this morning.
Okay, that's fine.
Fuck Cam Chancellor. Fuck him hard, right in the eye hole.
You do realize, like, the teacher straight, if we would have taken that money and applied it to the city.
Yeah.
No teacher strikes. Kids would have started school on time. The roads would be paved.
Yeah.
That's a shit ton of money.
Yeah. Well, and he's not getting paid for any of it, so I don't care. He is not the Seahawks. Yes, they're struggling. Yes, we're 0-2. We haven't played at home. We will be playing the 0-2 Chicago Bears on Sunday, which I feel pretty confident we'll win. The next week, we will be playing the 0-2 Lions, I believe, which I'm pretty confident that we'll win. Or it's the Colts. No, it's not the Colts. So it's the Lions. So yeah, after four games, we'll be 2-2. Everything will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're not down and out. But it was a painful game to lose to the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. I mean, at least the one the weekend before was a game.
Well, this one was a game all the way up to the fourth quarter.
Oh, so
however,
swapped. Okay.
Yeah, however, it was a game of refs doing really weird things, like there's a thing called instant replay.
I'm aware of this.
And now they have instant replay instant replay, but officiating mm-hmm. instant replay. They do this on all scoring that happens. They review every score.
Hmm.
There was one that was really good because the guy's feet were inbounds. Mm-hmm. I saw it live. Everybody was like, oh, he's out of bounds. I'm like, his feet were inbounds. but his butt hit the line before the ball came in, even though the feet were inbounds, so he's out of bounds. However, earlier, I think it was the end of the first quarter, Green Bay is running down. The clock is winding down. They're running out of time. It would have been in the half. 13 seconds, 16 seconds to go. They're getting up on the line. Nobody's getting plays in. It's pandemonium. They're about to score. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the ref blows the whistle, stops the time, and says, the previous play is under review. The previous scoring play is under review.
Jesus.
There was no score. Guy wasn't even close. But they decided to review the play in case maybe they got it wrong and he scored. So now someone up against a clock with no timeouts or no nothing gets stopped. It was...
So it just screwed their momentum entirely.
Well, it was Packers, so it helped them immensely.
Oh, okay. Was the score potentially Packers or was the score Seahawks? The review score.
Packers.
So this was just like a pro Packers play regardless.
Yes, okay. Right. It's like the Packers were trying to get in. Obviously, they didn't. No way to stop the clock. They're getting back up to the line of scrimmage. Beep, timeout. Last play is under review for scoring potential. What? And there were a couple other really weird.
He was at the concession stand. He wasn't even on the field.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I'm not going to blame the refs because we, you know, we didn't take care of business either. Offense was slow to start. Bevel's calling some weird plays. You know, it'll all shake out. If people recall last year before we got rid of, not Percy, Golden Tate. Not Golden Taint. Golden Tate.
I didn't think you were talking about me.
Or maybe it was Percy. I can't remember. Whoever we got rid of last year, there was turmoil. There was unsettling in the clubhouse. There was, you know, things weren't firing. Cam holding out and being a douchebag is causing problems, but we're going to right the ship. It's fine. I'm not worried about it.
Okay.
So then I had the meeting all day today.
Yeah.
But the weird thing was I got a call from... what do we call it?
Hold on.
Oh, we did hypotheticals. It was all hypotheticals.
Yeah, we got a call from the hypotheticals.
So we got a call from a hypothetical agency saying that I may, I've left my phone ringer on in case it should happen while we're podcasting. I highly doubt that it will, but apparently the next episode to film of Z Nation is currently being rewritten. There is a huge scramble. Brophy is also up for this particular episode.
Because of course he is.
Because he finally got an audition. Because he finally got an agent that was going to service him in a good way. Take that as you will.
Yeah, okay.
So, the funny thing is, I get a call. I have not auditioned for anything, I don't know what. 3 months ago was my last Z Nation audition.
Yeah.
Saying that I'm up for consideration. And it's like, oh, okay. Did you get a hypothetical letter from a hypothetical somebody that would send you a hypothetical thing hypothetically? And
nope.
So I'm just riding it out and we'll see what happens. But I'm guessing they're supposed to know by 5 at 6:40 at this point. And there's nothing on my phone.
There you go.
I'm guessing it was a big goose egg, which is totally fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's just funny.
Yeah. Weird. Nice.
I have a mustache hair going up my nose. It's really bothering me.
It's bothering me, too, because I'm watching you pull it out.
And
you just put those boogers right in your hair.
I just went and spent some money on sprucing up myself. Got my hair trimmed.
Barber-shopped it.
At an actual barber shop.
Mm.
Got the beard all trimmed up and looking nice. Got some beard oil to massage into it, take care of it. Turning into a hipster. Heavens, no.
No. No, you still drink beer you like the taste of.
True.
You're good.
But I do drink PBR.
Yeah, but you like the taste of it, so you're not drinking it ironically.
Right.
Which takes you out of hipster world and puts you into a completely different problem.
Right. Well, you might be broken. Usually backing up Jameson.
I mean, I guess if you're down in PBR to show your kidneys what they're supposed to do, that's fine. Like, this is what's supposed to come out of you guys. Look, 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 look. That's fine.
This is what hydrated kidney processing looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Hey, you're drinking one. Yes,
Coke, if you would like to sponsor us, I drink Diet.
I would love to be sponsored. Free. I would love to be sponsored by anybody. Though we need to talk to our friend Phil, because he's actually talked about sponsoring us.
Our friend Phil?
Our friend Phil Lacefield.
Oh.
From Junior Birdman Press. JBMPress.com. We are not currently being sponsored by Junior Birdman Press.
Where you too can get a shirt that says, "The Death Star was an inside job."
Yeah, baby. I do want to send a quick shout out to Mr. Tony Becerra, who I know listens.
Yes.
Because he sent me a frantic email the other day, or a Google Hangout, saying, "Don't belittle the Star Trek makeup, because we have people who worked on that here." Because a couple of episodes ago, we talked about the Blu-ray.
The high def.
We talked about how high def. Tony, calm down. Okay? First of all, if you listen to the commentary, they weren't doing makeup for high def. They were doing makeup knowing damn well it was going to be standard def. So even they know that it doesn't look as good on high def as it could if they had been doing makeup for high def.
Just and like Lord of the Rings.
We're going to come straight. We're never going to hide shit. I'm sorry, Tony Becerra. Get that growth checked out, buddy.
I also know that Tony listens to the podcast because he told me the candies I was referencing from Japan are white rabbits.
Ah, delicious.
Yes,
I'm actually kind of interested in trying those.
They're like a little mouthful of almost a saltwater taffy consistency.
We need to take a trip to Iwajimaya.
And vanilla.
Ooh.
Like you...
Okay, stop.
Vanilla coconut just... It's heaven.
Dude, we're trying to lose weight. What are we doing?
It's a little white shot of heaven in your mouth.
What are we... Right from the back of a rabbit. So, yeah. Usagi droppings.
What was that he used to do on the podcast?
Finger guns? I don't remember.
I don't know.
You finger gunned it, and it's just too much. It's too much.
It's too much.
So, anything else news-wise coming out? I guess we should talk Natural 20 a little bit. Is there a question about it?
There kind of is that we could segue into.
I mean, we could talk about current events, but like right now the big news on the internet is all political, which I don't even want to fucking touch.
No.
And yeah. I guess some secluded...
Except go Trump, help the Democrats win.
I don't want President Camacho, man. From Idiocracy. I don't want Vice President hairpiece either.
True.
Because I'm pretty sure he'd have to put that into the vice presidency. It's real hair. You're a loser. You're a loser. You're a moron. It's real hair.
Hey, he had a woman come tug on his hair. And as Stephen Colbert said, now we know it's his. We just need science to tell us what it is.
Exactly. It's like a tribble on his fucking head.
Yeah.
So, and the only other news story I know about that's going on right now is like this group of Dominican Republic people who, in this small community, a large number of boys are born with externally female genitalia until they go through puberty and then everything pops out. So it's like squeezing one of those stress relief dolls.
Yeah.
And it's a really interesting thing because generally they're raised as girls until puberty starts, and then they pop a bone and some balls, and
so then they're hermaphroditic.
They are not hermaphroditic. That's the thing. They have undifferentiated genital tissues that, on the second influx of large testosterone boost from puberty, turn into the correct thing for their and it's interesting because. So this has been known about since like the 70s, and they've actually created a prostate drug. Did your phone? Uh-oh, something just happened on your phone. Oh, we've got news, maybe. Do we have news? Or was it just an email?
It was a text. Oh my God.
What?
Tony Becerra just texted me. Are you doing the call for bearded extras?
Oh, this would be the call for Mr. James Franco's film for right, bearded extras. Yeah, I forwarded it.
You tweeted.
It has been twat.
Right, and then I retwat, and then it stopped.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what I was supposed to do. So I've just sent him back for question marks.
You were just supposed to go to the site that was in the tweet.
Oh, I didn't see a site in the tweet.
Oh, there's a site in the original. You might have to go back to the original tweet.
Oh,
that Angela tweeted.
Okay.
At me, but yeah, go back to the original tweet from whence I twat, and click from whence I clot. Wait, no. But basically, James Franco is filming a movie here, and they need bearded extras. So.
But why do I want to go be a bearded extra?
James Franco?
Yeah?
I don't know. Who cares?
I mean, hey, I'm not turning down work.
No.
But
I think
it's East Side, too.
It's like, I'm pretty sure it's like Spokane.
I thought it was Yakima.
Oh, it is. It's Yakima.
Yeah.
Or so, Yakima, if you're not from around here.
Which is a much easier drive
the
than
Palm
Spokane.
Springs of Washington.
But... I mean, am I just going to be one of 1,000 bearded guys, or is it like
you're some forming a super beard
contest, and I have a chance of actually standing out as opposed to being, oh look, make everything or put a gradient over everything, highlight in a circle my head in a sea of 200. I don't know that I want to break everything down and run to that, but yeah, I don't know.
I just like to think your beard would become part of a beard superorganism.
That would be kind of cool.
That would then go on to make a beard hive.
Yeah.
And form little baby beards.
Yeah.
That would then fly around and beardinate.
Do you think it's still beardy enough?
It's perfectly beard. It's a better beard now.
Okay.
Your beard's a better beard.
It is.
It's a Barty better beard. Better barred beard. I don't know anything else that starts with B to keep going with that.
But.
Better barred beard barely beseen have I. No, that doesn't work. Anyway, so in the 70s, they researched these people. They found a prostate drug that blocks a specific protein, and blocking that protein causes prostates to unenlarge. So interesting stuff. They've known about it since the 70s. But there's like also a sort of hot button issue going on, because it turns out that most of these boys raised as girls... most are heterosexual, and very mm-hmm. obviously heterosexual at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a choice, which we knew, but mm-hmm. I mean, this is like scientific evidence, which unfortunately doesn't change any minds. any of the kind of minds that
could be changed
by scientific evidence have already been changed, I suppose. So, but a very neat study, and just the whole concept. And so it's in the news because of a Reddit post. Like, that's where I first saw it. But I fucking love science. Picked it up today. And I've seen it in a couple of other places. And that's the only piece of non-political news I have seen in, like, a week.
Huh.
It's everything else is presidency, Planned Parenthood, the clock kid. It's all turned into political shit. Or, you know, like, anti-Muslim ranting or... Oh, or that group of people who awesomely went to a protest wearing shirts that said infidel, because they were a group of Christians who went wearing a shirt that said infidel because they thought that Muslims were calling Christians infidels. Infidel means like atheist, non-believer,
mm-hmm.
like doesn't believe. Christians aren't infidels. They're called of the book, which I forget the Muslim name for. Or the Muslim word, or it's not a Muslim word, it's an Arabic word for that, but yeah, anyway, so these people basically just went out and wore shirts that said atheist and trolled themselves. Really bright, folks.
Nice.
Read a book. You know what? Even read the book you're trying to hit people over the head with.
Yeah.
Because I think you're gonna not like a lot of what's in it. Especially if you want to be good at being like the guy who stars in the second half.
Yeah.
Turns out if you want to be like him,
you need to change your ways.
You need to change a lot. You need to maybe turn the other cheek and extend the hand.
Do one to others.
Do one to others, for it is the law and the prophets.
Yes.
Oh, prophets, they know. They know prophets. Oh, I guess that's the other piece of news. That dickbag who bought the rights to that cancer drug and raised the price per pill 5,000%. What a douche. He's a hedge fund manager. Because of course he is. An ex-hedge fund manager bought the rights to it's a cancer drug that's associated with AIDS. So I guess maybe Kaposi sarcoma or something like that. But it's basically used to fight something to do with AIDS.
Right.
It was $7.50 a pill.
Jesus.
He raised it to... Or no, I'm sorry. It was $5.70. He raised it to $750 a pill. Because you can do that. Because capitalism.
Wow. That is an unregulated medical industrial complex gone fucking amok.
Yeah, exactly. But maybe it's the slap in the face people need.
I hope so.
Because poor people getting health care aren't what's causing the world to fuck up. It's shit like this. This is why your insurers are bleeding money and saying our profits are more important because we're bleeding edge. Anyway. It's because people get to price gouge this shit.
Mm-hmm.
They can't do that out of this country. You can't do that in Canada.
No.
So.
By the way, I told Tony that, we were podcasting and talking about you, and I got this text, and his reply is, I watch you.
He does.
I know.
He does. All right, so moving on from news. Because I'm not a California raisin, and I'm not into current events. I'm just leaving that one. I'm gone. Goodbye. Bye, everybody. Have a good one, Scott. Have fun with the rest of the podcast.
Okay. We will.
I'm back.
The thing that I told you about a little bit earlier that I was writing.
Mm-hmm.
Do I wait till it's out or do I say something now?
Wait till it's out.
Okay.
Wait till it's out. Sorry, listeners. You were just going to have to be titillated.
And there I go doing the thing Andy always does that I've never been able to do. So, yeah, I'm working on something that I can't talk about right now.
But soon. Soon, right?
Yes. Okay. Soon, yeah.
All right, well, let's get to questions.
Okay.
Let's talk a little bit about these things we got going on here.
We'll start at the bottom because I know that the Twitter one was the last thing. Rob McLennan writes, Z Nation Season 1 seemed to crib right out of Savage Worlds, War of the Dead campaign. War of the Dead. Out of Savage Worlds, War of the Dead campaign.
Yep.
Comma. And Natural One takes cues from an RPG that will remain nameless, though we can say Shadowrun.
I will have no problem saying it takes cues from Shadowrun.
Right.
It takes other letters, too.
Sure. P's, O's.
Doesn't take U's, which makes taking the Q's really awkward. Awkward.
Awkward.
Awkward.
See? It's awkward. They don't have the U.
They don't. Which isn't in Canadian. The word awkward. No. I'm sorry. It's in awkward, though.
It is. Okay, that helps putting the glasses on. Is there an RPG that you would make into a network TV show? Yes, Serenity.
Ha! Ha! Ha!
Here all day.
Here's my thing with that show. Because I love it. I love Firefly. I love Firefly, okay? I love it.
I want to get this off my chest. Are we digressing into a rant?
We are digressing.
We're taking a tangent.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
not addressing the question.
Not addressing
Andy
the question.
Andy has the floor.
But it's done. Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
It was the perfect show. Probably because it got canceled. It never had a chance to have a bad episode. Whedon had season one fully. I mean, and he told sort of the rest of that, though a bit broken in Serenity.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the story that he already had.
Yeah.
If it had turned into a Buffy or something else like that, it wouldn't be the show it is. It wouldn't be perfect, and it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just walk away. You know, okay, yes. In the Blu-ray version, Wash is steering nothing for a little while because they knew they were going to be cropped, so they didn't put the steering wheel prop in. It's not perfect in that sense. But as from a storytelling sense, it's a perfect show. I don't want it to come back. I don't need it to come back.
Yeah.
It was canceled. We all lived through that. That's part of the charm,
mm-hmm.
is that it was cut down before its prime. It's Kurt Cobain. It's not Kurt
Ouch.
Cobain. It's not Kurt Cobain does a 45-year-old, you know, fucking solo at some, you know, at some bar because he needs a cash grab because he hasn't been relevant for 15 years. It's mm-hmm. Kurt Cobain. Now, it didn't put the gun in its own mouth. Fox absolutely got into that hen house, but it's done. Okay, so that's my rant. Now, as for a game I want to see as a TV show,
mm-hmm.
Paranoia.
Okay.
Psychotic computer runs everything. I would imagine it to be something like a Red Dwarfish type. It would have to be British.
Mm.
I mean, it wouldn't have to be. You could do it. Canadians could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Brits could do it. Americans would fuck it up.
Okay.
Now, I've heard I need to see Mr. Robot, but not because it's like Paranoia, but I've heard that's a really good American show, so I'm going to... It's not available on any streaming stuff so far, but...
Huh. What's it produced on?
Or I want to say USA Networks? I know, right? Okay, calm down.
What?
Because Gilbert Gottfried doesn't introduce it. Elvira's tits don't introduce it. I don't understand how USA made a show.
Me neither.
I don't understand how they had enough money to make it. I don't understand how they had enough money to wash the clothes they needed to go in to pitch a show.
Yeah.
So I'm very confused, but I could be wrong. Because again, I don't know much about it. I just heard it was USA.
Oh, USA Network. Don't they have Psych? Didn't USA Network
I thought you were doing a 90s joke on me.
No.
Don't they have Psych? Oh. Is that the one with the guy who fakes being a...
Burn Notice.
He fakes being a Burn Notice?
No, Burn Notice is a show.
Oh, okay. Maybe they're better off than I thought. I don't watch any of these.
Oh, you're thinking of UPN.
No, UPN is didn't UPN turn into the CW?
I think so.
UPN's killing it right now money-wise.
Really?
Because they've got the... Well, sorry. CW's killing it now because they've got... First of all, they hit that lucrative market of... I'm in high school, I can't go drink, but I'm sexually frustrated, and I like certain stupid, doofy things, and everything has meaning, and every relationship I have will last forever demographic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they've got, like, fucking, you know, Dawson's Liberty City and or Dawson's Star City.
Right.
They've got The Flash. Everything is Dawson's Creek. Flash, Arrow.
And then the
and
new...
A bunch of other stuff.
Conglomerate of what Arrow's
Flaro
crossing
they've
all the universe thing.
Yeah, you could make an argument that they've got Constantine because he's now just a backup character on the other two shows.
God, I wish they'd bring that show back.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Now, see, it's fresh enough to where you can say that.
Yeah.
It's fresh enough to where you can say that. Firefly's too stale.
Oh, yeah.
So.
As far as... games into movies. I don't know enough RPGs to do that. I think Munchkin would be an interesting concept as a ongoing something or other. The adventures of you know, oh, we're gonna kick in the door and blah 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 and join us now. I don't know. That's why I don't do these things. Not a writer. Just put the pages in front of me and I'll say the lines.
Well, and we already know that I want to do a Savage Worlds gamers piece.
Yeah.
I want to do that. So,
yeah.
But that's not a TV show. That'd be a movie.
Yeah.
But for a TV show, I'd like Paranoia for sure.
Cool. Next question. Paula Moran writes, in honor of Talk Like a Pirate Day, eh?
Yarr!
What are your favorite pirate movies? Oh, sorry. What be your favorite pirate movies?
You know, I put a call out a couple of days ago to have Jeremy Spray, who makes a very good pirate.
Hey! I have one of his hats downstairs.
Well, maybe you could do it then. Do you have an eye patch?
I do.
Then maybe we should do this. What I want to do is I want to get a picture of a pirate... holding up a piece of beef, and then holding up a piece of paper that says slash R slash me roast, because there's this thing going on for /r/roastme where mm-hmm. people post selfies of themselves and then you're supposed to go in and like make fun of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be funny to have a pirate like, yar, me roast. It's delicious. It's quite tasty. It's very moist.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So, favorite pirate movies. You want to go first?
Do the old Sinbad movies count
as... Oh, yes,
as,
absolutely.
Then I would say... I mean, as much as I like how fun, like, Pirates of the Caribbean is, mm-hmm. from the standpoint of all the technology and being able to do all the awesome things, mm-hmm. going back to Harryhausen's Sinbad movies, mm-hmm. I've got to say those are my favorite. Because that goes back to
yeah.
just awesome storytelling and trying to do the best you can with no budget yep. and no technology.
So I do like the first Pirates of the Caribbean film, or mm-hmm. the Caribbean, or however you want to, because it was Monkey Island the movie.
True.
And I love Monkey Island. Y'all know me. I love some Monkey Island.
Mm-hmm.
I would get the recipe for grog.
Get a towel and clean that up, would you?
Sorry, man.
Okay. You're shooting white rabbits everywhere.
I got bit by a spider. I'm the kind of person who would get the ingredients for grog tattooed down my arm. That's how much I like. I really like Monkey Island. So Pirates of the Caribbean for me, very great film. I wasn't really into pirate films too much. I will say that Cutthroat Island was actually a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it, but probably Muppet Treasure Island, if I'm discounting.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then the original Treasure Island, the black and white. Mm, that was yes. really good.
Yeah.
So.
Also, Peter Pan.
Yeah, Peter Pan.
Technically.
Hook. I'll take Hook. I actually yeah. really like Hook, by the way.
The previews for the new Pan look pretty badass.
Yeah, they do.
With what, Gary Oldman?
Sure.
Is that who's playing?
Hook? Better be. Though, man, it was so good.
Extras wanted. Feature film shooting in Yakima. Apply online. To be considerate.
Consideration? Oh, God.
No, considered. Okay.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Tony.
Oh, thanks, Tony.
Rob writes in, these days, barred hats are all the rage, especially if you're a cat.
Yes, indeed.
What is your favorite clothing or costuming accessory?
So, first of all, he's referencing the barred hat we put on Tobin Dax. Erin, when she made the barred hats for fulfillment for the Blu-ray Kickstarter, which, by the way, have been delivered. And so now that's one more item checked off the list before everything ships. She had a lot of scrap left over, and she made a little barred hat for Tobin. And we got him to wear it the other day. He was not happy, but it looked
awesome. But wore it.
He wore it. So, what is your favorite costume piece? You go first.
Just to follow up on what you're saying about mm-hmm. fulfillment, also got confirmation from Mr. Early that the patches I designed are batches. In his hot little hand.
Batches?
So he has received the batches. Patches.
You guys need some stinging patches.
Yes. For me, I will give you one guess. Four letters.
What? Four letters.
My favorite clothing.
Uh-huh.
Or costume accessory.
Well, I don't know how to do the leather work with four letters, so it's not that. Because I was thinking it was the leather work from Strong Like Bull.
Oh. Okay, I will give you that for costume accessory.
But is it your loot? I don't know.
No, kilt.
Kilt!
That would be my favorite clothing. Would be a kilt.
Well, that really sucks, considering the death of a character. Not the death, but...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the separation.
Separation of church and state of a character.
Yes.
Who knows? Maybe Ignatius Bendergast from the
could
South...
Could wear a kilt.
...would wear a kilt.
As I sit on this porch and watch the sun set with my mint julep, I can't help but feel my boys are dangling in the wind. This kilt is something, something I never believed could be in the realm of human imagination. Yet here I am, dangling free. like my forefathers before me. And Scott is dead because of his larynxiomycosis. Scott, are you okay?
Laryngospasm.
Yeah, that thing. So Scott just had an angina spasm.
You just broke me.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Feels good. Feels good.
How about you, Annie? Oh, the tears in my eyes right now.
I gotta say, for costume pieces that have been constructed for me so far, the Legacy shirt is my favorite because, frankly, I take, like, it doesn't give me license, but I take license to be a complete dickhead when I wear it.
Right.
Now I don't get too bad. I just kind of turn into a jerk. But so I don't know. That was a lot of fun. I don't know. I don't really have.
I will reread this now the way that I believe it to be meant.
Mm-hmm.
I took that wrong. I put a comma in there. What is your favorite clothing or costuming accessory?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you love to accessorize with, whether you be costumed or clothed?
My favorite pants are no pants. I mean, what you killed is about as close as you can get to that in real life.
Right.
But yeah, my favorite pants are no pants. I got nothing.
An accessory for something you wear. So, like the barred hat.
I don't really have a lot of accessories.
I don't either, but chainmail would be, I think, a favorite accessory.
A fanny pack or a bum bag for those of you where fanny is a little bit...
different.
A little bit different.
Definition.
Front bum bag.
A bum bag.
Bum bag, yeah. That's what my friends from Mackay always called it. It's like... You're wearing a bum bag. No, it's a fanny pack. Yeah! Yeah, it's full of rubbers. Ah, now I'm laughing. Because that doesn't mean that they were just like, what? It's got rubbers in it. For your schoolwork.
Erasers?
Yeah. Or galoshes if you're going outside.
Right.
Also rubbers.
Yes. Tom Brophy on the Twitter sphere tweets out.
Twit Brophy.
Now that it's wedding season.
Duck season.
Period.
Oh.
I'm going to call him out on his grammar. Should be a comma, but that's okay. Now that it's wedding season, if you were signed on to organize a wedding, what kind would you produce?
That's not really a fair question because you can't.
I would
really
produce whatever the bride wanted.
Well, or in the case of some of our friends, the groom. Let's be
true.
Honest. I've been to a wedding where the groom was much more an issue.
Yes.
It was fun though. It was a fun wedding. If I could produce a wedding, what would I? I don't know. Probably like a Midsummer Night's Dream themed thing. That'd be a lot.
Oh, that would be cool.
Maybe actually like hire a Puck and hire a Bottom and hire a Titania, you know, or Tatiana, whatever. You know what I mean?
Titania.
Tatanka. Hire a Tatanka. We ended up with Puck, Bottom, and a Buffalo. Yeah.
Awesome.
So, but I mean, like something like that where it's, you know, end of summer, still kind of warm in the evenings, but not too warm. Like, you know, it's got that great golden hour that seems to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
That. Trees. Lots of trees. Running water.
I would like to produce, I think I'm getting this right. You'll know if I'm getting it wrong. Studio 54.
The party place?
Yeah. From the 70s?
Yeah.
Studio 54. That would be a fun type party. Now, I just went to a circus, quote, themed wedding. Mm-hmm. For Blake and Jen. Now, they weren't dressed up as that, but it was at a little Grange hall. They had a stage with a curtain.
Mm-hmm.
And so Elliot, who was presiding over it, was dressed like a ringmaster, all in white with a red top hat, red vest, presided over the ceremony. They were serving popcorn and cotton candy.
Nice.
The wedding dinner was hot dogs. So they took that theme as an atmosphere. Somebody had painted the standees where they cut out the hands and the face. And you go up, so you could be the strong man, or you could be standing next to the elephant or whatever. And so that kind of thematic. One of my weddings was a Renaissance. Everybody was in Renaissance garb and that. Yeah, thematically, I mean, Midsummer Night is really cool because it kind of lends itself to that.
Right.
And being able to have, well, quote, the players going around.
It is about a wedding.
But, right.
The other thing I would do if I was planning a wedding would just be to make sure to get the guests out of their seats as soon as possible. Like, as little time from on the ceremony.
Yeah. Right.
The ceremony should be vows, pictures, gone. Like, yeah. It should be, I hate super long ceremonies. I wouldn't submit, or I wouldn't, I wouldn't subject anyone to just those super long ceremonies that, they just suck.
Yeah.
So.
And I think combine the two wedding ceremonies I were at, combined, half hour.
Yeah, perfect.
So. And funny, I missed Raphael's ceremony. It was part, if not all, Jewish. So I want to have a ceremony where I get on the table of contents or the program, first cup of wine, blah, 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 talkie, 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 second cup of wine, blah, 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 talkie, talkie, talkie. When you look at what my wedding ceremony is going to be, and there's a call out to first cup of wine and second cup of wine, I will take that wedding ceremony.
Wouldn't it be like first shot of whiskey or scotch, second shot of whiskey or scotch?
I want to be sober through the vows part.
Nah.
You're right. What didn't serve me well twice before.
Wah, wah. Wah, 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 wah.
So much for not having very many questions this week and trying to make it short.
Well, you know.
It's what we do. No matter what we do, it's what we do.
We hit the podcast puberty and it all got long, so.
Thank God it all dropped.
Yes.
So
let's say our thank yous.
Which I almost forgot to pull up.
Ooh. I'm going to move my mic so that I actually get them, and you're starting this week.
Okay, so to all of our Patreon backers, subscribers,
$5 or higher,
followers, thank you.
Yes, well, to all of the all
to,
of you,
to all of you, thank you.
To and all of you, except for you, Tony Becerra. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you too.
He doesn't back us.
Oh well, fuck you, Tony.
William Hawks Robinson.
Leslie Sedlak.
Todd McKimmy.
Donald Evans.
Zombie Orpheus Entertainment.
Digby Davis. Leluk.
Paula Moran.
Amanda Cook.
Mark Bevier.
James Herbert.
Adam Morey.
Matthew Hunt.
Tim Martin.
Rob McLennan.
Lotta Jerf.
Laura Adams.
Tom Brophy.
Tom Stewart.
Dougie Sharp.
Justin Everett.
Brittany Bentley.
Bradley Swan.
Drampus Johnson.
Gordon DeDuke.
Bo Pritchard.
Brad Roberts.
Jennifer Reifenberry.
Rival Gwee.
And Chad Jones.
Old Chad Jones.
The ghost of old Chad Jones.
Also, Rival Guy did stop by the house to play a little Mario Maker.
Oh.
Which I got and have now had a little time with.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do a clock trick if you want all of the building blocks ahead of time because they deliver them daily instead of just giving them to you, which sucks.
Huh.
So you have to sit here and fake that you're going forward in time. Anyway, it's a lot of fun, and Rival wants us to film him an actual game level designer designing Mario levels, and I think that would be an awesome thing to do.
Yeah.
And then we can play them.
Yeah.
So.
Even better.
That'll be fun.
I like now, it.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
If you're listening.
And you want to play some Mario.
We've got you covered.
Oh, it's got stars. It's got Koopas. It's got Goombas. I know that one sounds a little racist, but I don't know. They're not Italian mushrooms, are they?
I don't think so.
They're Italian plumbers. But they, I don't know. Anyway, come on over. We'll play some Mario Maker. It'll be on the Wii U. You'll love it. It'll be great.
We can even get you some hallucinogenic mushrooms if you prefer those to Goombas.
You'll see some fucking galaxies and shit. Woo!